doing the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 12. This is letter number 1613, and Baruch Hashem. This is dated the third day of Sivan Tovshid Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I have received your letter in a timely fashion in which you write about your mood. And the idea that you had how to organize yourself for the future, but in the end you decided for the good to remain in the yeshiva and to continue your studies, and you're asking my view about this. So the Rebbe says, I guess this was a student in the yeshiva who was not maybe going through various situations, and he decided to stay in the yeshiva. He's asking the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, for sure, it is very clear that your decision is good and proper, very proper. Not only is it proper because of the spiritual aspect, but also physically. We saw this in actuality, especially in the later years, how trustworthy the words of our sages of blessed memory, She'ein Adam Yodea Bameh Mishtaker. A person doesn't know how he's going to make his livelihood. I guess sometimes people want to leave the yeshiva, they want to go to college or things like that. So the Rebbe says, how true today you see, you don't know where your livelihood is going to come from. And all the calculations that you make into the details and details of details, how one should prepare themselves for their path in life, most of the cases, the Rebbe says, they are not successful. Especially as it pertains to you, it is very clear, my opinion, that your success and your physical, material good and spiritual together is for you to continue studying in the yeshiva, in Tomchet Mimim, in Lud, and you should absorb in your soul the spirit of Chassidus and the strength of Das, the true tense, not with stubbornness, God forbid, but a good strength, which is required so much for the Jewish person, any time in general, especially in our day, you need that resolve, you need that strength. Your father's merits are great. And grandfather, your father and your grandfather, they have a great privilege, a merit, that this thing should come out very quickly so that you should be able to recognize and see your goodness vividly also with your eyes of flesh. May Hashem merit you to study Torah with Yiras Shamayim and with success, literally, to learn a lot, to understand well, and take thoroughly and innerly. And that will also take it in. And this will also be the pipeline and the vehicle to bringing down, to drawing down everything that you need, both spiritually and physically. I bless you with study of Torah, Yiras Shamayim, and receiving the Torah B'Simcha B'Pnimis. The Rebbe writes a note here, a P.S., Nichta B'Tzidei. You don't mention in your letter about your mother, may she live, and I am confident that she is okay, Shalom Ito. Pass along to her my blessing for a happy Shavuos and to receive lots of Yiddish Chassidish Nachas from him, and in a way, her Nuchas HaNefesh, Nuchas HaGuf, Gam Yocha together.